When I learned about the position on guns that John Ashcroft took to the Supreme Court last week, I remembered a National Rifle Association fundraising letter for George Bush during the last presidential election. In the letter, Wayne LaPierre, an NRA lobbyist, urged his members to empty their wallets for the Bush-Cheney ticket. Why? Well, not just because the Republican ticket was good for guns, it was even better than that. The Republican ticket was so good for guns, LaPierre said, that a George Bush victory would be the equivalent, in his words, of opening an NRA office in the White House. In a pair of legal briefs that make the letters seem positively prophetic, Ashcroft sought to reverse federal policy of the last 60 years by asserting that the right to bear arms is constitutionally protected not only for state-organized militias, but for individual gun-toters too. Gun worshippers, of whom the state of Jefferson has many, will say that this has always been the plain meaning of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. They're wrong. In 1939, the Supreme Court issued the definitive interpretation of the Second Amendment. In that ruling, the court held that the amendment protected a collective right, not an individual right. Here's what the amendment says. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In other words, 60 years of jurisprudence has held that the Second Amendment prevents laws from restricting the right of state-organized militias to own firearms, but that an individual's use of guns can constitutionally be regulated for public safety. No administration has disputed this ruling in more than a half century, not even Ronald Reagan's. Reagan, of course, supported a 5-day waiting period for gun purchases and criminal and mental health background checks. Those protections will disappear if Ashcroft wins. So will restrictions on concealed weapons. What will appear are strangers on Main Street and on the freeway, sporting concealed Uzis if they choose to do so. The NRA doesn't need a satellite office in the White House. It's got one in Ashcroft's shop. If the Attorney General wins this argument, look for Ashcroft and his NRA roommates to throw a house party at the Department of Justice. This is Les O'Coin.